May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Christianity Rediscovered is a book written by a Roman Catholic missionary called Vincent Donovan. It's his story of what he learned about his own faith when he worked as a missionary introducing the gospel to the Maasai people of East Africa in the 1960s. Donovan tells of this conversation he had with a Maasai elder. "We didn't search you out, Father," the elder said to him. "We did not even want you to come to us. You searched us out. You followed us away from your house into the bush, into the plains, into our villages, into our homes. You told us of the high God, how we must search for him, even leave our land and our people to find him. But we have not done this. We have not left our land. We have not searched for God. God has searched for us. God has searched for us and found us." The stories of the lost sheep and the lost coin emphasize the same point. God searches us out and finds us, right where we are, regardless of us choosing to search for God. But the challenge is to allow ourselves to be found. God always seeks out the lost sheep, going through the wind and the rain, in the dark, over difficult terrain, and on finding the lost one, kneels in the bracken, holding open arms aloft. But do we accept God's offer to carry us home? This requires humility. To be lost is to be disempowered. We have to acknowledge our ignorance, the end of our own means, and we need to rely on others for help. This could be a pit of despair, but we are invited to make it the birthplace of faith. This means resisting the narratives of our culture, for humility is one of the most despised and slandered virtues. Seldom do people in positions of leadership admit they made a mistake, let alone take responsibility for that mistake or make an apology. And yet St. Peter instructs Christians to be clothed with humility. We are to recall our fragility, how closely we are to being tempted and to succumbing to that temptation. Our attitude is not to think that we are worthless, but that we are sinners in need of grace. Yes, we have been found, but we are close to being lost too. Something that the Pharisees and Sadducees struggle with when they draw such a harsh boundary line between them, the righteous, and those sinners over here. We once were lost too, and the temptation is ever to wander. Humility begins when we reach the end of ourselves, our intelligence, our power, our will. Even though we may get lost time and time again, God will still leave the 99 and seek out the lost one. God will still turn the house upside down to find the lost coin. And when we turn again to God, to the goodness and kindness and grace that was here long before we got here, then we are repentant And God responds with rejoicing. This rejoicing bursts out and it becomes the song of heaven, resplendent in the presence of the angels. "Rejoice with me," cries the Lord, "for I have found the one that was lost." I wonder if this rejoicing in God's goodness is one of the best ways to cultivate humility. Let us not tire of God's grace that always goes before us and will never leave us. But let us remember that the same is true for our family, our friends, our enemies, and those we do not yet know. May we share in God's joy and in God's mission to bring the lost home. Amen.